Welcome to Tech San Diego's T3 Podcast. I have exited my bunker, my temporary headquarters in Rancho Penasquitos, and I'm actually in the Tech San Diego's office today for a change. So that is very nice. I imagine most people are going to start transitioning and returning to work. So this is exciting to be out of the office. And so you won't hear any dogs barking or anyone yelling at me to take out the trash or anything else. And excited to host this one. Really excited today. We are going to be talking about Tech San Diego's Jacob Talent Initiative. We just made a major investment, and I'm really happy that we just announced the hiring of Christy Kiyogi. Christy is one of the really, I've said this before, she's really one of the region's foremost executives on transitioning talent from the university to the workplace. Christy, welcome to the podcast and welcome to Tech San Diego.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Excited to be part of the team and excited to help elevate the Jacobs Talent Initiative and represent Tech San Diego now.
Well, we are more than excited to have you. One of the things I was mentioning, I was talking to my board of directors about Christy, and one of the things I said, if I had to build a resume from scratch for this position, I think this would be the one. So that might be a good place to start, Christy. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I'm really excited to share that I am from San Diego, and I was born, raised, and educated in San Diego as I went to college in San Diego State University. I have my bachelor's in psychology and my master's in post-secondary educational leadership. And San Diego is home to me because this is where I work and make a difference. And so within my career, I have worked at the three major universities here in San Diego, at San Diego State University, UC San Diego, and Cal State San Marcos. And so my roles at these universities have always been around helping our students transition from college to their careers, and where I worked as the student leadership coordinator at Cal State San Marcos, helping our students, our next generation of leaders, understand the importance of leadership and communication and professional development. And then went over to UC San Diego and became a career counselor, and so assisting students with their planning and encouraging them on their networking and looking at experiential activities for their professional growth. And then headed over to San Diego State and became their campus internship coordinator because of my value and understanding of getting experience for our students for their success. And so having this span of 20 years in higher education has given me so much energy and insight to help Tech San Diego towards their goals. And I'm really excited to bring the student stories, the alumni feedback that I get for the past 20 years of working in industry, and bringing that back home and helping our new talent get into their careers.
And again, I think that experience is just perfect for what we're looking for. And for those of you not familiar with the Jacobs Talent Initiative, our end game, so to speak, is we want to keep more students here in the region, right? We're losing these students. There's a brain drain from the universities working outside the region. And it's not just Silicon Valley. It's Austin. It's New York. It's wherever you see these tech clusters in the United States. And we should be able to keep more of them here. And we should be able to keep more of the performing students here. And that's really what we're looking at. We're really in a unique position. The region is, we have an opportunity to really think about how we may solve this talent. And the way I am completely convinced, and I've been doing this for a long time, one of the major components of solving the talent wars for San Diego is keeping more students here. So that's a pipeline. That pipeline gets increased. The one thing I know that was on your resume that you didn't touch upon, you had some diversity engagement roles in some of your positions. Can you talk to us about that a little bit? That is increasingly important to our employers at Tech San Diego, is looking at diversity of the people that they're bringing into the workforce.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because that is one of my passion points in my career, is working with diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging as part of my work with students, so they can be able to be aware and acknowledge and immerse themselves in the value of diversity. And so I've held posts as director of the Center for Intercultural Relations at San Diego State, where I work closely with our student organizations, our cultural communities and identity centers, in order to help them with their student involvement and student leadership. And then when I went to SDSU Career Services, I was the first diversity engagement career coordinator to bring on programs and career activities and new initiatives to support diversity priorities of the university, to help our underrepresented students, our first generation students, veterans, our students belonging in organizations that are related to their cultural communities, and to bring that cultural relevancy and cultural responsiveness to the career roles.
Yeah, and I think that's going to, you know, for California, where we see, you know, rapidly changing demographics, especially with Hispanics, right? Making sure that we have more Hispanics in STEM. If we can't figure this out, Tech San Diego is involved in an effort with some other technology clusters to encourage Hispanics in STEM. And one of the comments I made recently to that group was, if we don't fix this, we are all going to fail. So I think definitely for California, and I wouldn't just single out California, I would say for anywhere, making sure that we have, you know, this diversity in STEM is going to be important moving forward. You know, you've worked with the students before. Are they, this is a loaded question, I have my own feelings on it. Are students ready to make an immediate contribution right out of college?
Are students ready? They're not only ready, but they are eager and they want to contribute after they graduate from college. They're coming in from these courses that they're learning new trends, the latest science and research of their coursework and majors. They're involved on campus where they're exercising their self-agency and leadership and community involvement. And so as they look at the bridge going into industry, into their companies, they're already coming in with knowledge and existing resources and even access to communities and networks that can assist them on elevating and emerging themselves in the career workforce. And so as I have sat down with thousands of students in my 2 decades of being in higher education and presented countless number of presentations to students through the different universities, and even facilitated hundreds of internship hiring of students from UC San Diego and San Diego State as a campus internship coordinator, I've seen firsthand students that are on fire and are ready to give back to their communities in their works, in their career roles. And so just a matter of transitioning them to have confidence and self-belief that they can do it. And I truly believe in the planning and the preparing and positioning them to do so.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I still run into hiring managers that will tell me that they don't hire. And it's almost a derogatory term. They say, well, we don't hire fresh outs. And I said, well, set that aside. What are some of the attributes that you're looking for in your new hires? And they always go to, well, we're looking for people that are innovative. We're looking for new ideas. We're looking for people that'll we could train in our culture. And I just literally want to take them and shake them. And I said, you just said 3 attributes that probably every single new talent graduate has. So I think that's important for people to keep in mind. There's one small caveat is that when we bring senior executive teams up to have, we call it coffee with the chair, where we meet the chair of the Jacobs School at UC San Diego. And one of the recurring themes is comments by the senior executives that the soft skills of students aren't up to par, you know, working in teams, remote workplace, project management, and some of these other things which are important. What do you think of those comments from senior executive teams?
I will have to, it's 2 sides of the coin, right? Because one of the things with students is because they're academically inclined, they are focused on their studying, they are trying to get the best grades they can. So there's that academic self that gets tapped into when they are students. And so then the soft skills and the leadership development and getting involved in community and even on campus isn't a priority just yet when they enter college, because they're just trying to get their just get their bearings on campus. But however, through their process of college, of having advisors and career counselors and alumni who come back and tell them this insight and this advice to, you know, let's go ahead and start developing those soft skills and those communication skills and those professionalism. So getting involved on campus can assist with that. And so as we look at our students, and they're bright and they're smart and they're intelligent, and they can take that same type of energy into learning new skills, and not only just learning them, but exercising them, being able to utilize them in student leadership and community service and high impact practices by going abroad and joining student officer leadership roles. And so then having this opportunity to, as for me as an advisor, encourage them and empower them and let them believe that they can make a strong impact, then I think that's, you know, what comes with bringing that soft skills into fruition and making it very transferable to the workplace.
So Christy started with us last week. So she's had a whopping 5 days on the job, but I am, and we've had some of these conversations, and some of these conversations we're having live right now. So welcome to my world. But Christy, what are some of your thoughts on, you know, the Jacobs Talent Initiative, maybe some of the things we've done in the past, and what are some of your early thoughts on programs that might help us keep students in the region?
And when I first read about the Jacobs Talent Initiative, first I was all, this is an amazing initiative. This is a program that's needed between academia and industry. And this is even needed for San Diego. Being able to work with San Diego talent from being on the college campuses and seeing some of our students that graduate and then they, you know, leave to go to Silicon Valley, to Seattle, to New York. And it's interesting because being in higher ed for 20 years, I have a lot of alumni who come back and they share this feedback of, I wish I didn't leave San Diego right away. You know, I leave and then now I'm a small fish in this big ocean and I don't even know how to navigate that. And so the Jacobs Talent Initiative is here to help our students understand the value of staying in San Diego, where we have a built-in community here. We have a small and tight-knit tech community that our students can access to help them transition smoothly and successfully into their careers. I like how the Jacobs Talent Initiative is that connector, is that bridge to help our fresh graduates understand the value of their talent. And also too, it gives them access to resources if they stay in San Diego. Their built-in community of faculty and professors and mentors and career advisors that's been part of their story for 4 to 5 years when they're in college, that is still within reach and within their backyard. So they can easily, you know, access the Career Center as an alum at their local universities. They can call their career mentor and meet up for a coffee and talk about their new experiences as a fresh graduate or as a new employee, and also maybe stop by the campuses and meet with their faculty members and professors. And so this initiative, the Jacobs Talent Initiative, enables that, empowers students to stick around. And I think that's going to help them with their professional growth and advancement in the field.
And, you know, Christy, I think you hit that correctly. And, you know, they're not aware of the opportunities here either. Right. There's a lot of small, mid-sized companies that they've never heard of. Right. They don't have billboards around a 15. We don't have the Salesforce towers. Certainly we have our marquee technology companies. We have some unicorns and some other high profile technology companies, but the vast majority of them, you're just never going to hear about. And, you know, the challenge is in making sure they're connected as well to the universities, because historically in the region, small, mid-sized companies have never been on campus. They, you know, when we take CEOs on campus, 9 out of 10 times, they've never stepped foot on campus. So any thought to how you're going to engage the company side, which is a new a new task for you, right? You've been on the student side, and now you're going to be interacting with employers as well. Any thoughts about how you're going to get employers engaged in the Jacobtown Initiative?
I think one of an untapped resource that we should look into is the alumni who work at these organizations, at these companies. San Diego State, for instance, has over 400,000 alumni, and majority of them live and work in San Diego. And so I'm sure we will find one of many alumni in these different organizations from the different universities that we can get their direct experience, their direct advice, and talk to students about how amazing it is to work in these small to mid-sized companies, let them share their insight and affinity for their university and how the university has helped them with their success as an academic scholar, but also too an alumni can help them as a career professional. And so one of those ways is tapping into the alumni network at the organizations and then connecting them to the universities and to the students, because alumni were once students. And so they understand their campus communities, they understand how it is to be a student, and especially alumni who are fresh out of college, or maybe been working 2 to 3 years already and can relate to the new graduates and be able to connect them. And so I think that's an important piece that can bring companies onto campus, in addition to wanting to build continued relationship and affinity and helping our current students in their success.
Yeah, that would certainly seem to be something that we haven't previously looked into, you know, but it begs the question about, you know, who students want to listen to. And like, one of the things I was surprised is that when we started the Jacobtown Initiative, I'm not a domain expert, and I was big on, well, we should take CEOs up there for them to talk to. And I was really taken aback when we started talking to students. They said, no. Like, they wanted to talk to engineer, VP of engineering. They want to talk to practitioners. And so tell us a little bit about, who do students listen to and who are their influencers when they're deciding where to make their career destination?
Yeah, when it comes to students, it has to come to who can they feel comfortable with, who can they not be intimidated by, who can they trust, because our students are coming from a state of, they're coming from a state of vulnerability. And so they want to have some type of feeling that they belong and then that they can feel connected. And so what you said it, Kevin, if they can connect with someone at their level first, you know, someone who just graduated and can share the insight of being a new employee, if they can connect with an alum and they can share that experience. So then when our students can A, see someone that looks like them, and let's just say by first, you know, with just, you know, fresh graduate wearing their college sweatshirt so they can relate to that university, and also someone who they can identify with in terms of their cultural background or where they're from or their hometown. And so I think those are some pretty important influencers on students' minds, and they can connect to, relate to, and feel motivated by. And I think that's a huge piece of recruitment and retention, is be able to meet students where they're at. And where students are at is, well, they want to feel inspired, they want to feel moved, they want to feel that someone's there to help them. But then also too, do I trust them? Do they relate to me? Do they understand and empathize where I'm coming from? Do they have compassionate curiosity about where I'm going? And so I think that's going to be a huge piece in that relationship building and wanting to motivate and move students to look at these organizations that have the same identity and community that they feel a sense of belonging to. And also too, before I forget, you know, if we look at even our employee resource groups of companies that can bring in employees from these ERGs to talk to the students that they can relate to. So I still think that could also be another piece.
Yeah, I think definitely the more people we bring from industry on campus, the better. So one of the things that's been challenging with the Jacobtown Initiative is the lack of companies that have internships, right? A lot of them see them as burdensome. And you counter that with the idea that there's a really large amount of anecdotal evidence that companies that have internships are more receptive to hiring new talent. So what do you think we might do to promote internships, or are there alternatives to internships that get companies more used to looking at new talent?
Yeah. First of all, I am advocate for internships because it gives students that firsthand experience to apply and practice what they're learning in the classroom, in their lectures, in their labs, into a real project, getting feedback from a supervisor, being able to look at the workplace environment and a familiarity with that. And so when it comes to internships and how to promote that, especially, you know, with our companies, is looking at that this is their pipeline and this is your pool to get some really strong candidates for positions when there's openings, meaning that this is an opportunity to actually assess students and see how they respond to projects, how they are asking questions, intelligent questions, how they're even providing and contributing new ideas, innovative, creative ideas they're learning from the classroom, from their friends, from the peers. And so as we look at internships and how do we make that, how do we promote that? I think we look at, well, where are both our students and employers at in terms of time and access? I really believe in looking at internships that are now can be some alternative ways of getting experience, you know, a new concept, well, not really new, but then one of the emerging concepts is micro internships, which I've been working on when I was at San Diego State, is having these short term mini projects that students can work on that can help them give us an idea and exposure to projects, having opportunities to work virtually and remotes because some of our students have challenges with timing with between classes and between student organization meetings that they can easily access their work online or remote. And then also short-term projects help students because, you know, we're coming from a generation that they're Insta. They want things fast and right away. And having, you know, when I tell students, oh yeah, internships are like 12 to 16 weeks long. And they're like, what? You know, and then when I say, well, if you look at some, you know, other approaches like micro internships, and we look at, you know, getting involved with externship, job shadowing, then those are some short term, fast, quick, easy approaches to getting experiences as well.
Well, I think those are all good examples of what companies should be looking at. Look, Christy, there's a lot of pressure on you, right? I mean, we're Tech San Diego's on the record saying we're going to be a big part of fixing the talent wars in San Diego. So as we move forward and we start tracking the number of students that stay in San Diego, you know, from the universities, we have a real shot at making a dent into talent wars in San Diego. So I don't mean to put that pressure on you, but there is. I mean, this is we're gonna save this region. And so, you know, and I say that. You know, half jokingly, if you look at the economic impact of even one student staying in town, we've seen the average salaries and the, you know, the tax base that's creating and the diversity and the, you know, the enrichment of the entire community of keeping new talent here certainly would seem to make a difference for the region. So we're going to have you on more. I know you're going to be my co-host for the T3 podcast, where we're going to interview companies that are hiring. Any parting words for this podcast on your introduction to Tech San Diego?
Well, when you mentioned there's a lot of pressure on me, actually, I perform best under pressure. I'm competitive and I like to compare. And, you know, one of my goals coming into Tech San Diego is to make Tech San Diego the leading organization in university talent. And so, as I shared earlier, I come into this role with so much passion and presence because this is, you know, what I've this is what I've been doing for the past 20 years. So then being able to go on the other side and bring in that perspective and that new angle and to be able to reframe and redefine what transitioning talent into the workforce means is something that excites me. I think is something that's fresh and new for our career centers and universities to think about. And then coming from that lens and understanding the cultural context of the universities, including the campus dynamic, the politics, but also the priorities, and taking that into this role as the university talent director gives me an advantage, gives me an angle, and I think most importantly, gives me depth and height on how to elevate and increase our presence and expand our programming, our relationships and resources for all of us to win at the universities and in our tech community. And I am from San Diego, as I shared earlier. I want to see San Diego continue to rise. I am homegrown, and so I am part of the story of our success in San Diego, and I want to be part of that process.
Christy, certainly your passion and experience shines through definitely in this podcast. We'll get periodic updates on what Christy's doing through this podcast. And if you subscribe to this, uh, our our newsletter uplink. And let's go ahead and we'll close this episode of T3 Podcast. And we'll see you next time from sunny San Diego, technology's perfect climate. We'll sign off. Thank you.
Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community, fostering growth and business acceleration through collaborations between industry, education, and government. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry, including cybersecurity, big data, robotics, SaaS, biotech, healthcare, Internet of Things, defense, telecom, and more. Our Jacobs Talent Initiative was created with the donation and support of Joan and Erwin Jacobs to assist small to mid-sized companies to recruit, attract, and retain talent here in San Diego. To learn more about the JTI, visit techsandiego.org and click Talent tab to see all of our talent acquisition efforts. Tech San Diego would like to welcome and thank Christy Kiyogi for taking the time to talk to us today. The Jacobs Talent Initiative is energized to be utilizing her experience and positive energy to bring new initiative to the JTI. To reach out to Christy directly, email christy.quiogue@techsd.org. Producers for T3 Talking Tech Talent are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva. T3 Talking Tech Talent is recorded remotely and edited by Hypable Impact. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure to like, follow, and share.